I give you, what do we call this? the mouth fart version of the Mario theme. Take it away.
Can't you see?
Hold on, I'll pause it.
Hey, try it. Okay.
Okay, third time's the charm. Here we go. Oh my gosh. Okay, this is another part. Dude, you may want to check your shorts on that one.
You're listening to Extra Life Radio.
That was great! A lot of fun. When do I get my check?
And now, Scott Johnson.
Ladies and gentlemen and gentlewomen. I already said ladies. This is Scott Johnson, the host of the My Extra Life. It's not even the My Extra Life podcast. It's the Extra Life podcast. The only reason my's in there is because the web address I wanted years ago wasn't available. If I seem a little cranky, it's because I'm sick. So I'm doing this show totally ill. I had food poisoning over the weekend. I'm still struggling to get over it. And here I am. Yet here I am fulfilling my responsibility as host of the Extra Life radio show. Of this fine podcast that you have subscribed to or are listening to in some form or another. Who knows how you got it, but boy, am I glad you're here. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. A couple of quick things that we need to go over as per usual with the podcast, and those would be in my notes that aren't in front of me at the moment. Oh, here they are. Just special thanks to those who are new. Welcome to the show. Those who are returning listeners, welcome back. Reminder that the Extra Life podcast is part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can learn more about those 30-plus technological podcasts at techpodcast.com. And as usual, if you'd like to join in the fun, email me with your written comments or your audio comments to radio@myextralife.com or call the Beef Line 206-350-BEEF. Oh, beef. I don't want to talk about beef. I actually want to talk about pork even less, but I won't get into too many details about my ailment. Rather than do that, let me talk about who's with us today. I want to welcome to the show the usual group show panel. We have with us Andrew. Dude, you're going to do that every show. It's like the new Dean Cain when you do that.
No way, man. Not the new Dean
Cain. You can't beat Dean Cain. Oh, I have some good. I have some good news about him later in the show. Don't let me forget.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I actually have something on him. Excellent. That blow everyone's mind. Andrew is here from Florida. Brian is here from South Carolina. Obsidian is here from Columbia. And Chris has joined us from Maryland, or as I like to say, Maryland. So how's it going, guys? Everyone doing okay?
Maryland. Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, good. Chris, you doing all right?
I'm merry.
You're good, because you're in the land of the merry men. Hey, listen, we got a big show, a huge show planned. I hope my levels are all right. Let me tell you a quick story. I'm sure the listeners will be thrilled to hear about this, but I came in here tonight to do the podcast, and the very first thing I noticed when I got into my studio... I put two quote fingers up when I said that. I noticed that my headphones weren't working, and I thought, well, what's going on? So I reached down behind the mixer, and, well, what do I find? The freaking cat has eaten through my headphones. And not only eaten through it, but eliminated about 6 inches worth of cord and bit all the way down to the wire. And so then right before the show, I'm fumbling around
Scott,
trying to...
You should feed your cat, Scott.
Yeah, I know. That's probably the problem, seriously. I worked from home today... because I have sort of, let's just put it this way.
Sick.
Sometimes when you fart,
wasn't that a song?
It's not.
That's a country
sometimes
song. I think.
Everybody farts. Everybody farts at the song. But no, sometimes it's not. Yeah, I'm just all I'm saying is that normally you guys expect air, right? Well, all I'm saying is that Christmas came early this year.
So let me be a little bit blunt here, Scott. So you're telling us you got a juicy one?
Yeah, dude, I did.
He sharded.
I sharded. I've been sharding all day, so I was no way I was driving into work. It takes me 30 minutes to get to work, and all I could think of was 30 minutes. I could do a lot of sharding in 30 minutes.
You would end up spending the rest of the day buying a new car.
That's true. Nobody wants to do that. So I spent the whole day here. I worked from here. I still did work, but I was much closer to the confines of the comforts of home. And so anyway, that's kind of the deal. I'm not having a great night. The stupid cat ate through my thing. I'm just ticked at it. I want to kick it across the yard, but I'll spare the listening audience any more of my cat problems.
Plus,
are we going to be paying for your misadventures?
No.
Are you like, going to take it out on us?
No. I will not take it out on you because without you guys, I'm screwed.
He's going to hit us again.
Yeah, the podcast, that brings us to a good point. The podcast has grown recently by leaps and bounds. And I'd like to say, oh, yeah, it's because they found out who we are and they read the comic now and they're all friendly with Extra Life. But the bottom line is this group show is carrying the podcast into the stratosphere. Excuse me.
Is it the beatings? It's the beatings.
It might be the beatings. So I'm excited about the growth.
Far.
Dude, you're like you're like one of my kids. Let's see.
I am one of your kids, Scott.
We're not supposed to say anything.
We're all your kids.
Yeah, of
We're
course
all
you
your
are.
Kids.
You're my little underlings. Let's talk about a quick couple of emails. We got some listener mail. These are always fun, and these are always good times. I got one here from Laura. She is Azure from the forums. She plays World of Warcraft with Andrew on a pretty frequent basis.
Yeah, she's Jabril and Peony in the guild.
Yeah, so those who want to be part of that guild can always join anything on the Alliance on the Earth and Ring server, at the role-playing server, and just how do they get a hold of somebody? I guess she'd be the one to add them, right?
She can add them. Ziggy Mundus, who's my main character, can add them. And I think Scott's character can add them. But, you know, half the time, Scott's Night Elf has got his hand caught in between rocks out there in the woods.
Yeah,
so.
I'm just sitting out there, seriously. And this whole weekend, well, we won't talk about that anymore. So let's talk about
Actually, Scott, tell us a little more about that.
I think you guys have heard plenty. all right, let me just say that if you think... Oh, no, I'm not even going to tell you that. It's a horrible story. I'm not even getting into it. Okay, Azure, or Laura, says, we should have some future podcasts dealing with these following topics. Strategy games. Perhaps something about consoles. We're going to do a little bit of that today. So your dream has come true, Azure. Games for the casual gamer. Games for the Uber gamer.
I like that word. Let's Uber all say gamer. It together, okay?
Ready? One, two. We have to synchronize it. We have to synchronize it for Skype. Ready? One, two, three.
Uber.
You can tell who the slow guy is because he comes in late. Some sweet internet down there, dude. You got some good internet down there. All right. All right. Sorry, I'm ripping on the... where the hell are you from?
Detroit?
Indonesia, whatever it is.
Oh, Indonesia.
Let's see. Games for the casual player, games for the Uber gamers, anime she thinks would make a good topic. So these are kind of cool. You'll have to think about those. So keep those in mind. Got another one here from Madsen. This is not only a guy named Madsen. This is the Madsen from Little Gamers.
Oh, wow.
He says, so I was sitting at the toilet last night.
How fitting.
Yeah. Looking at the, let's see. Looking at the LG site on my PSP, and I browsed over to EL, Extra Life, and it looks very good on the PSP. Well, if you only have one column that holds your comic and rants, har har. So you should look into doing a PSP-able version of your site. I'm guessing I'm not going to have time to worry about the half a dozen PSP people that are viewing Extra Life on their thing. But he goes on to say...
Man, when the Madison speaks, you obey.
Yeah, that's right. But he does go on to say in his email, he is looking very much forward, and we haven't quite arranged the time yet, but one of these nights we'll do a mini-cast that will be me... He's requested that me, Obsidian, and himself... He, Obsidian, and I... That's correct English. We'll do a small mini cast that'll deal with webcomics and kind of our thoughts and feelings and whatever. He was adamant about the idea that I don't host it or ask him questions like an interview. He wants it just to be a round table of web artists, webcomic artists. So I said, all right, dude, bring it on. Bring it. So anyway, that's Mads from Little Gamers. Thanks a lot for that. Here's another quick one from someone named Drift. His real name is Santiago Laverde.
Now that is a cool name.
Yeah, it is. I'm not going to do that voice anymore, though.
Thank you.
Yep. He says, hey, Scott, love the show on Dungeons & Dragons. However, I'm not sure if that's Obsidian's statement about D&D being relatively new here in Columbia is correct.
Uh-oh.
He says, I don't know what it's like in Cali. I don't live in California.
I don't either.
I know.
What's
with you guys in freaking Bogota, dude? You're down there going, you know, anybody who ever is on the radio, we should assume they're in California. It's just weird. Anyway,
I wouldn't know. I don't live in Bogota, so.
So I got that wrong too. He says, I think D&D goes a long way back. My parents used to play, and as a result, I now have inherited hundreds of books, modules, box sets, full campaign settings, and more stuff. All either from the first D&D edition or ADHD. Oh, I'm sorry, AD&D. However, noticed that it's not as popular as... Let's see. I have noticed that it is not that popular, and people... I can't even read. Screw it. But that it kind of goes on. Santiago just makes a point that he thinks it goes way back, but it's not as popular as today as we made it sound like on that show. Is that true, Obsidian? Are we making that up? Hello?
Well...
Hello.
Okay, Scott, well, I'll explain. Basically, it's... of course you could have had Dungeons & Dragons here like the day after it was launched 30-something years ago. I'm talking about, you know, you're just actually finding it in stores and the general populace knowing about it. And, well, I mean, you know what I mean.
Sure.
It actually becoming something that people know about. Of course... As an obscure game that some privileged few knew about, of course, it exists since its beginning.
All right. He's just excited that some other guy in freaking Columbia is listening to the show. You're getting quite the following.
6 million people in Columbia. He can be...
Yeah, but how many have electricity?
Okay. Not many.
I mean, I know you do, Obsidian, obviously.
Yeah, because we're...
You don't know how I'm powering this computer. I may be using some of Scott's farts.
Yeah. Dude, you could do it. I'm not kidding. Not kidding about that. You really could. It's total combustion engine.
Scott's going to become rich by inventing an engine.
Yeah, I'll never be rich. Here's something from someone named Alexander Menentas. I'm getting cool name guys lately. Listen to these people. Alexander Menentas. I'm probably not saying it right. He says, I recently discovered your show a few weeks ago and have been listening to every episode I can get my hands on. But these days with iTunes 4.9, I've been discovering lots of other podcasts as well. And while some of them can be entertaining, I've been hard-pressed to find another podcast that sounds as good as yours. Isn't that nice?
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Alexander.
That's a nice way to start a comment.
Yeah, that was very... that's his whole comment. No. He didn't just start it. He ended it.
He says that, and then he goes, meanwhile, you suck. Yeah. And then that's the end of the whole letter.
That was it. But thanks, Alexander.
Think he was going to flame.
No, he didn't flame at all. You thought there was a butt there, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, there wasn't, though.
There should always be a butt.
Yeah, no butts there. No butts. This guy, this is Matthew, a much less fanciful name.
How do you think Matthew feels now, Scott?
Yeah, I know.
Like utter crap, dude.
Way to bust him down.
Yeah, he just feel like dirt.
Yeah, no, poor Matthew, man. We just lost ourselves a listener.
Actually, he has a cool last name.
Now it's 11.
I don't want to use his last name in case he doesn't want me to, but maybe I will anyway. It's Matthew Revis. That's cool. Revis. I am Revis, lord of the planet Nebulon 5.
See, now I think you're going to have to cut a royalty check to like one of the old sci-fi movies or something.
We need your women to populate our planet. All right, let's see. Well, it says, to start off, you guys keep a great podcast, so please keep them coming. Anyways, I was flipping through the channels the other day and stopped at Tony Danza's show. Don't ask, says. And to my amazement, here's what he says. To my amazement, on the show was the amazing acting talent of...
Dean Cain.
That's right, dude. Says, well, since the Kane quotient has been filled to my question, Anyway, then he goes on to say, we ought to do a show about famous, not famous, but fighting games like Street Fighter, Tekken, DOA, and others. He's been playing fighting games since Street Fighter 2 days. You know, I think maybe we could include that in some kind of classic gaming show, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm anyway, there. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, dude, Chris is all over that. He's all up in that, or however they say it.
One of the best old fighting games that I loved to play was the Streets of Rage series on Sega.
Yeah,
those were awesome.
Yeah,
there really hasn't been a fighting game in that idea like the old Double Dragons for a while. Well, at least not a good one.
Yeah, I actually played that the other day on my PSP. Did a little emulation jobby with it and played a little bit of it. I know how to quiet down a crowd, don't I? Chris Chris Kotman sent us this one. Just listened to your show. I spent an entire weekend going back and listening to all the previous ones. Great stuff. I've been playing D&D for 7 years now. You guys can tell that the D&D show had a bit of an effect and impact on people.
Yeah.
He says the problem he has is the third edition rules seem too simplified for him. Large battles can be done in minutes and seem less epic than with the second edition. My other problem is the classes are much less balanced. I really enjoyed playing a thief in the second, but the rogues in third are terrible for the first 7 or 8 levels. The same goes for mages. It goes on to say, blah, 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 blah. You have a great show going. Be listening bright and early on Tuesday. Thanks for that, Chris. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is he right? You guys play this. Well, you don't know. I mean, I'm just
well,
a dummy.
Well, I mean, I've played through all the D&D iterations, and I do have to agree that it seemed like when they started the whole third edition, which is what they also used in Neverwinter Nights, it seems like they didn't really dumb it down. They tried to make it a little less complicated in some areas to try to get more people that weren't really big into playing D&D to start finding it more accessible.
Okay.
I mean, but you can still, I mean, that's the nice thing about any pen and paper role-playing game. It's not like you can't retrofit any of it.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah, I think it's a good comment, though, because these are things, dude, who's wrestling their microphone?
That was me, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Sound like you're putting him in a headlock or something.
No, I was trying. Not having hair makes adjusting the mic. I got to adjust the mic a little differently.
Oh, yeah, we should mention welcome that he shaved world. His head. Yeah, welcome to Obsidian's world. It's not a pretty place. You sent me that
but
photo
you know
the other day.
What they
looking
say
good.
About bald guys?
What do they say
they
about bald guys?
They get all the chicks, don't they?
No.
Oh.
I thought they get all the dudes.
Say, you know, once you go O, you never go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd never heard that.
Overstock.com.
Damn it, you guys are so uninformed.
It's all about the O. All right, let's see. Hey, that's a Salt Lake company. Anyway, lastly, this comes
but
from.
It is all about the O.
Yes, it is. This comes from Martin Knudsen. Knudsen. He says, so today, don't make fun of the poor man because it's his birthday. Sunday, July 31st. This isn't today. This was last weekend. Sunday, July 31st, 2005. At the age, the young spring age of 39, Dean Cain had his birthday this weekend.
How old is he?
We missed that. Didn't send a card or nothing.
Did I shock you guys into silence? You're like, can it really be?
How old is he?
He's 39.
Yeah, how?
Wow, that's it.
39.
You know, he actually tried out for the Pittsburgh Steelers and he was cut.
Oh, really?
But he was a good college running back, yeah.
Dude, we have a sports expert on the show.
You want to hear something else about him, which I didn't know, is the only reason he picked acting is because he blew out his knee. He actually got signed to the Buffalo Bills, and he blew out his knee before his pro career began, so he went the acting route.
Really?
Wow. Well, hey, Dean Cain and me, we have something in common, except, you know, I never play, like, big-time sports.
With the blow part? Was that what?
That was the part he was getting at. All right. Let's move on. We've got a lot to cover today. Today's a little bit of a random show. Nothing too horribly serious. We got to take a quick break. But when we come back, you guys got to get used to these breaks.
Scott needs to take a break. Yeah. And we wonder why.
But when we come back from this little break, we're going to talk a lot about a lot of things. I'll give you a quick little hint. Andrew got accepted to a certain beta for a certain video game that we do want to talk to him about.
I'm going
to
get the play. Yeah, I got accepted into the Masters of the Universe MMO.
Yeah, that's the one. He'll tell you what the real one is when we come back. We'll also talk a little bit more about the second toilet seat to go online and a whole lot more. We're going to get into consoles today a little bit. So when we come back, we'll talk about all about that. So we'll see you in just a minute.
Patrick McLean here with another installment of Interview with the Zombie. My guest today is the zombie formerly known as Bob. Good morning to you too, Bob. During the break, you were talking about your favorite podcast, the Shanaki? Oh, sorry, Shanaki. Tell us, Bob, what makes you such a fan? Variety, quality storytelling. The best podcast on the internet. That's a bold claim, Bob. Yes, well, clearly everyone should listen and judge for themselves.
Brains.
Good idea, Bob. I am a little hungry. Can we get some brains in here? One last question, Bob. Where can people get this wonderful podcast? iTunes under Shanaki. That's S-E-A-N-A-C-H-A-I. Or at goodwordswriteorder.com. Well, that'll do it for today's interview with the zombie. Until next time, this is Patrick and Bob saying...
Brains.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
And welcome back to the show. This is Scott Johnson again. Welcome back to Extra Life Radio. We were just about to talk about a few items.
It'd be quicker if you just kept a bucket.
What? Oh, you didn't know I turned it on yet, did you? They're making sick guy types? Jokes. Oh, brutal. That's
wouldn't
all right.
That be
I'll get
soft
you back.
And warm for you, Scott.
Dude, it's not. It's like the worst few
nice
days of my
cozy.
Life. It really is the worst. All right,
you
here.
Can just sit there and bask in your own aroma.
Oh, don't you wish you were here? All right, hey, let's talk about what Andrew. Tell us the game you got invited into. It wasn't this stupid your lame joke from before? It was like something real.
No, it was the Masters of the Universe. Why do you mock me, Scott?
You're such a liar.
No, I got my email that I've been accepted into the beta and the alpha beginning soon for the D&D online game.
Yay!
Oh, man.
And that one is being done by Turbine Entertainment.
Yep, the people that did Asheron's Call. They're also the ones currently working on the Middle Earth online.
Yeah, Middle Earth Online.
Too.
Let me tell you something about Turbine real quick. I don't know where Valve came from. I have to apologize to people listening to this. I'm not myself today. I'm talking like an idiot. Nothing's coming out right. Well, that's an understatement.
So you're not yourself.
Yeah, I'm not myself at all. But let me just tell you quick about Turbine. Extra Life was almost an entirely sponsored entity of Turbine's. I haven't told a lot of people
what?
This.
Really?
But yeah, they had contacted me about, I don't know, a year ago. And they were interested in sponsoring the site, and so everywhere it would say, you know, Extra Life sponsored by Turbine Entertainment, and I would do certain cartoons now and again that would deal with their games, and, you know, it was basically just a big fat sellout is what it was at the time. But they ended up, that was right about the time they got their rights back from Microsoft to publish their own stuff, and things were going nuts for them, so they had to put it off. Well, I basically just said, okay, well, I got to get other sponsorship, which I did. And I haven't ever heard anything back from them, but it was close. And that would have put me in all the early alphas and betas. And
you should have emailed them again.
Yeah, I may. We'll see.
You should bring it back up. Yeah. Or, better yet, just show up at their door with, like, a knife and wave it at the windows.
Well, the windows?
Well, Scott, remember, Scott, that you should never be too proud to beg.
Mm. That's a good point. I have to beg you guys to do this every Monday, so I know what it means to beg.
He bribes me by sending me huge cases of alcohol.
Man, I get nude pictures.
It's rubbing alcohol. That's all I can get.
I don't get nothing.
That's right, dude. You get diddly
I get
squat.
Nude pictures of him.
All right. So that game starts. When's this alpha start? Do you have a time frame?
No. They just said I had to like fill out the NDA and then click a little button to verify I was who I said I was. And fill out some stuff, but then I got an email back going, you know, as soon as the download site is set up to download the program, you know, and will let you know where to download it and the time to start to log in and make a character and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. So you just signed up for this on a regular sign up, right? You weren't like invited in or anything?
No, I just went on their regular webpage. The game is supposed to be out like this Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
I was like, holy crap.
Awesome.
You know?
So I can be expecting it by the time I'm 40.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you have to. It's all dog ears and stuff. You have to like multiply what they say by some huge number, and then you get what's real. It's kind of like World of Warcraft should have been out when I was 3, if it would have been real time. But anyway, but yeah, that's great. You'll have to keep us up to date. Give us as much of a review as you play as you can. I mean, obviously with alphas and betas, they clamp on you pretty good about certain details. But you can always give us an idea if you're liking it or if you're hating it.
Well, I've been in a lot of the betas for a lot of the games. Like the one I just recently did when I was taking my break from WoW is I did Auto Assault.
Oh, how was that?
It's okay. It's basically an arcade-ish drive around and blow everything up. The thing that really bugged me, they brag about everything's destructible. Yeah. You can blow up everything. Yeah. You can do the same thing to your regular NPC towns. So it's like I'm driving around trying to find the next like NPC to get a mission from, and I'm destroying the village because I'm like backing into a building and boom, the corner of the building collapses, and I'm like, whoops, I didn't mean to do that.
So that feature turns out to be more of a hindrance than a positive
I was
thing.
Like, it's more of a hindrance. And the fact that like one of the first missions I ever had to do, I have to drive into, you're in a car.
Yeah.
The only time you're supposed to be out of your car is when you're in a town, and that's it. So I'm in a car. I have to go to a prison and break these guys out. I drive to the prison. All the guys in the prison are on foot. So I'm just driving around running them all over.
Yeah. Well,
so it's like, your car still takes damage from hitting a guy, but it's not like crashing into another car. I mean, I could see the game doing well if it had the same kind of feature set up as Guild Wars, where you buy the game and there is no monthly fee. I seriously cannot see them getting $15 out of a month out of a person to play to drive around and run over stuff.
Well, remember what I said once, man. Remember what I said once.
What'd you say
once? Words of wisdom from O.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. What?
Every crap has its fly.
Yeah,
it's
every
true.
Crap has its fly. Well, let me tell you something, though. I kind of digging on the idea of something out of the normal. You know, I mean, as much as I love running around with swords and wands and, you know, creatures and stuff, once in a while it's nice to see somebody do something different. But I have to agree with you. I'm not going to pay.
I do agree. It's really nice to see something that's other than, you know, dwarves and elves, and it's nice when someone goes off and makes something that's totally different.
Yeah actually that's what I liked originally about City of Heroes. It got pretty stale kind of quick, but it was like different enough to grab my attention and hold it for a good couple of months.
Well my problem, and here's where the rest of the world is going to hate me, I was a World of Warcraft beta tester, and my problem with these games is that I play them for a while and I just lose interest in them. It sort of loses its spark.
You get bored.
Yeah, I mean, I think that kind of goes for most of these games where, you know, especially if you put a lot of time into them right away, they just kind of start to be a grind after a while. And, I mean, the most fun that I've had out of any of these things is World of Warcraft, and it gets old.
Well, even World of Warcraft, I played it. I was in the beta for that. I played it nonstop through the beta, nonstop from final release, and then I actually got burned out, and then I didn't play it at all for like 2.5, almost 3 months. I never logged in, never played it at all. Yeah. And then I started playing again because I knew, even though I was having so much fun, I was like, I got to stop and slow down, otherwise I'm going to get sick of this game.
Yes, they're all cursed.
Don't you feel bad
it.
About actually paying for it and not playing it?
Yes.
Well, I know people. I know people that do that. I mean, there was a friend of mine that stopped playing EverQuest 1. He didn't play EverQuest 1 for 2 years, but he still paid.
Well, the thing is, though, I don't know about with EverQuest, but with World of Warcraft, they'll keep your character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're still in the database. So I suspended my account a few months back and then just reactivated it, and all my characters are still there. So
yeah,
not much reason to keep paying for it.
Yeah, when I was telling on a previous show, I was telling everybody how when I got back in, it was kind of cool because there was my orc warlock sitting on the same hill I parked his butt on when I left, and he still had 25 seconds left of a buff I gave him before I quit the game.
You know, what you do in your free time buffing your characters is really none of our business.
Dang straight.
Yeah, and we don't need to hear words like, you know...
What, buff?
I'm just going to keep to myself. No.
You know, buffing my dwarf is actually... That, you could probably use that.
Dude, Obsidian and Andrew now both buff those bald heads of theirs. They got to keep those shiny and clean. All right, so...
So you have a bald head fixation, do you?
I do. It's something I'm avoiding my entire life, and if I ever go bald, oh, heaven help me.
Well, the thing is, I mean, from your pictures you have on your photo blog, your hair is so short, I mean, you're technically not that far from just shaving it anyway.
You think I should just go 100% and just be done with it?
You should just, I mean, I'm balding just like my father in the same place, but this is the first time I've ever decided to just, I mean, I just shaved it all off.
I think it's a good look for you. You look a little like some kind of psycho killer, though, I have to tell you.
And what's funny that you said that is, like, today we went to dinner, me, my mom, and my sister, and her boyfriend. And my sister likes it. When she heard that I was thinking about doing it, she was like, why not? It'll grow back. And after she saw it, she was like, it looks good on you, but she goes, you look like some kind of maniac.
Yeah, you do. You look a little crazed.
And she's like, if you were to have a mustache and a goatee, you'd look like a complete maniac.
Well, I've gotten the whole, you know, like natural born killers comment and everything like that. But my problem is, well, I don't have much of a choice anymore.
Why is that? Are you balding?
Well, how can I say? I have the genes. My father is probably the baldest person in the world.
Wow.
And
his hair grows inward.
Yeah, that's how bald you are, dude. When you're that bald, you got ingrown hairs on every little scalp, a little pore in your head. That's funny.
Yeah, so, I mean, I already know where I'm going. I mean, I already know where it's heading. And, well, here's the thing. Before shaving my head, I had long hair. It went all the way down to my waist.
Dude, Crystal Gale.
And
nice.
Oh,
you're
that
really dating yourself there.
Yeah, I am.
And so am I.
You all know who she is, so you're all dating yourself.
Yeah, we all just screwed ourselves there laughing.
Everyone in the audience is like, who the hell is Crystal Gale?
Yeah,
Crystal Gale. That's one of them new rap singers, ain't it?
Yeah, Crystal Gale. It sounds like some new age treatment or something. Hey, by the way, Brian.
Yes, sir.
You've been kind of quiet today. Are you dutifully taking notes?
I may be doing that.
I haven't told anybody this. I put Brian on the task of doing better show notes because mine suck, and that's a good thing because then you guys will get better notes in the posts and be able to tell what the crap we talked about before you even listen to the show.
That's because poor Scott, you've got the memory capacity of like a small squirrel.
Oh, and it's even worse now, dude. More like a flea these days. Seriously. All right, let's jump to the next topic. Before we go to console stuff, I just want to briefly touch on this whole hot coffee thing and then the Sims 2 thing and all this renewed sort of anger at the gaming industry. Does anybody have a take on this today? I mean, my take is pretty obvious from today's comic. I think there's a perception.
You're with Senator Clinton, aren't you?
Oh, no, man. I freaking hate her guts.
I cannot stand Hillary Clinton. You know, to be perfectly honest, I think that not from the standpoint of, you know, passing laws, but I mean, I think a lot of these people actually have a point. I don't want my kids to be able to buy that stuff.
No, of course not.
And well, then don't let them buy it.
Exactly. That is
don't
right.
Don't buy it for them.
I will buy it for them if I'm allowed. No, I'm kidding. No, but I don't know. I mean, I actually do buy in a little bit to the sort of desensitization type thing and all that.
Well,
stuff.
Of course.
I don't think we're going to kill anybody. But
yeah, exactly. Of course, and I totally agree with that. In fact, I'll just tell you a quick story before we go to another break here. When I was, I don't know, 14,
do all the voices.
13, something like that, there was a movie on
Kill
TV.
Wait a minute.
Is this a flashback?
No.
You got to play flashback music.
Yeah, because if we're going to make a flashback, we need flashbacks.
And then I have to go, it was like yesterday, and rub my chin, and then we fade into it.
And then you do, diddle, diddle, diddle.
Hey, that works for me. But anyway, when I was that young, I saw some... What do you say? I missed it.
Not a flashback then?
Oh, you know what is a flashback? We're going back in time, but you guys...
Getting the Wayback Machine.
Dude, I feel bad. Today,
you go. That dates us too.
I'm off. Oh, dude, the Wayback Machine was often. Quiet, you. Anyway, so when I was 12 or so, I saw a movie on cable, back when cable was kind of new. Yeah. Well, that dates me too. But anyway,
I know how you feel.
Yeah, so I'm watching cable, and there's this movie comes on with Elliot Gould. I remember he was in it, and there was a scene in this movie where he busted into some room, and it was his wife or his ex-wife or something, and they got in this tussle, kind of this fight, and they smashed into a big fish tank full of water and fish, and shattered it, and they went flying all over the place, and he turned her around and basically severed her head in the glass that was broken on the. On the rest
Holy
of the fish tank.
At what point is I'm getting scared?
Now hold on. There's a point to it. So I see this thing and it completely just like floors me, and I had nightmares for months, and it was like so shocking and so, you know, just I just couldn't believe what I had seen. And again, it's just a movie.
Man, you were such a sissy.
Well, maybe, but I'll tell you what's funny about it is years later I'm sitting up watching TV on like. TNT or something.
And you smashed your wife's head into the
No, no. She'd take me down, dude.
Now, this is a boring story. Come on, man. Where's
so
the
I
blood?
Saw...
Where's
I, the whole story? Point of it is I see that same movie all these years later, and it doesn't shock me a bit. It's like...
Is that movie called The Hand?
Yeah, actually. Have you seen that? No, is it The Hand?
No, I Googled it, actually.
Is that the one where the guy's hand comes back to life after it gets cut off?
No. That's not it. I don't know what it is.
Well, it should be.
Now I'm
Hence
bugged.
The name.
I should have figured. I didn't plan on this to tell you the story, but I would have found out. But it was. I agree with Chris that there's a little bit of
desensitization.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked that at the end of the story, you didn't actually smash your wife's head into the fish tank.
Well, as you know, these violent acts on video games make us do strange things.
Well, also like what Chris said. The problem in the same factor comes up with, okay, yeah, these games have ratings on them, but they're not – even ratings on movies in a theater maybe going to buy a ticket, it's enforced. But, okay, say a kid can't get in to see a rated R movie, but I bet you any amount of damn money, he can go into Best Buy and buy it and never be carded.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I honestly think that if you look at the content of video games and you look at what you do in those things, it's actually, hey, I have no problem playing these games. I have fun with them. But I mean, the truth is, I'm running around killing people in these games, and I don't know. It's just kind of disturbing.
Are you crying, man? Are you crying?
Yeah.
All right. Well, while we let Chris get control of himself, he's not really crying, but he's like me as kids, and these are real issues for us. These are real concerns that we as parents have to deal with. When we come back, we're going to talk about the console wars, what it's like today, and what we think it'll be like tomorrow. We'll be right back.
In what was supposed to be the time of their lives, three college students unleash an evil forgotten for generations.
Guys, you gotta see this.
What is it?
Now, in order to save their school, they must embark on the adventure of their lifetime.
The only way out is up there.
Coming this fall.
You can file this under P. For pain.
John Justin Alex kicks a Nazi ass in RockstarsComic.com. Can you add some bass to my voice? It needs to be booming.
Hello and welcome back to the show. And by the way, I hope you like these breaks that we take. The reason we do is because it gives a chance for other podcasters and everyone else out there trying to promote their stuff a chance to show their wares. And so I'm proud and happy to do it and glad these guys sent us their promotional material. And as always, you can send your stuff to radio@myextralife.com. Be happy to play your promos on the air. The next part of the show, our final segment, is going to deal pretty much exclusively with consoles today and consoles in the future. Right now, we have basically three that are vying for position. They've been doing that for around the last 5 years. You've got the venerable PS2, which is in a clear lead and pretty much killed everybody else if you look at the numbers. The Xbox, which is in a pretty square second place, followed behind, not too far behind, by the GameCube. In our panel here, we have, Chris, you and I have owned all the consoles at some point.
Yeah.
I've got, right now I've got a Cube and an Xbox. PS2 died, for me. Brian, do you have a console at home?
Yeah, Xbox.
Xbox at home.
It's the most recent one I have.
Yeah. Andrew, what are you using at home?
I have a GameCube.
Okay. And it's all PCs for you, Obsidian, right?
Well, I do have, as I said, an Atari 2600. I definitely think it's going to make a big comeback.
It might. You never know.
The thing is some of the games on the old Atari 2600 are better than a lot of the stuff you can buy off the shelf now.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Combat is hard to beat. I'd play. Yeah, exactly. And what about that basketball game with the square ball that you played with? Remember that?
or the baseball game.
Well, nothing really beats Pong.
Well, yeah. Pong is good.
Yeah, what's wrong with Pong?
Pong is
nothing.
Still good.
Yeah, what is Virtua Tennis but fancied up Pong?
That's all it is.
Yeah, it really is if you think about it. It's Pong with cutscenes. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about the state of things. The PlayStation 2 at last time I saw any numbers was at 90 million sold. That's a lot.
If you had a dollar for each one of those, you'd have $90 million.
That's right, and I wish I did. Of course, Sony does. But
I just felt compelled to let you know that.
Yeah, the Microsoft Xbox is sitting at a decent number of 20 million, but that's very small compared to what
actually start making money on that.
The rumor I read was they are not in the red anymore. Does that sound right? Somebody told me that.
Don't I remember reading that they actually are planning to not begin making any money with Xbox 360 either?
Well, nobody ever does, and we can talk a bit about that as well. But if they're finally 5 years later out of the red, that's actually pretty good considering their position in the market.
They were also taking a huge loss on the initial release on that thing too.
Yeah. Well, they all do. They all take huge losses. Well, they released
Scott
that thing
is
for less.
Taking a huge loss today.
No, you're not
taking a bunch of those. I think.
Yeah, it's frequent flyer miles for me, dude. But these consoles, they launch on the market, and they lose $100 per machine or more, and they do that for a considerable amount of time. How quickly you recoup usually has some correlation to how much you're leading the console wars of that particular generation. Nintendo comes in at a third place position of about 17.5 to 18 million, I believe. So not too bad, not too shabby. Not great if you're Nintendo, whose glory years meant you were in first place, and now you're suddenly in third. But
But they're the only one who's profitable.
Yeah,
on the console.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. They're the only ones that actually make money out of the chute most of the time.
Yep.
And that's really interesting. They run their company like a business. They don't run it like a how-to book, which is kind of what sometimes Microsoft and Sony remind me of. It's this corporate game playing of, well, we've got millions and billions to burn, and so let's go ahead and just burn it.
Well, it's a power grab. I mean, it's not necessarily about making a profit. It's about market share.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even if you sell 90 million PlayStations, but you're only making
Chris is
six
smart.
Bucks, yeah, he is smart.
Yeah. You know, Scott, I don't like this new guy.
Is he making you guys look bad?
He's smart. He's making me feel stupid, Scott.
We're gonna start.
I don't like that.
I know. You're starting. We're gonna call. We're gonna come up with nicknames for everybody. Chris is the smart one. Obsidian is the semi-retarded one.
No, Obsidian is slow. We use the word slow.
He's a little slow. Slow children at play.
It's actually
well,
just as a result.
Where I come from, we use the word special.
Is that what they use down there?
But
I didn't know that was a Spanish word.
But, he's especial down there.
No, actually, obsidian is the sexy one. You know?
Oh, yeah. The sexy ones are usually the dumb ones. But anyway, what I was going to say next is this. So we got November 4th coming up pretty quick here. We got the Xbox 360 poised to be the first console on the market of this next generation. We've got Sony in the spring. We got Nintendo whenever they feel like doing it with their revolution. I think launching third is not necessarily a good thing, but I am interested to see what they're going to do. The PS2 is not healthy for them to launch second. I think, in my opinion, the smart ones here are Microsoft. They're going to lose the most money up front. They're going to maybe be hurt 4 years down the road for being first at launch. But this has to help them to be able to be out of the chute first in November before the holiday season. What can we expect? Chris, what do you think we're going to see in November? Is this going to be huge? Are we going to outsell that day? Is it going to be nuts?
I think it's going to be pretty big. I mean, I'm no market analyst or anything like that.
What?
Even if a market analyst would know about...
Are you supposed to be the smart guy?
Well... Yeah,
no,
you're
I mean,
not.
I think it's going to be big because people. Hey,
I want to reclaim the position of smart guy. Well, that is, of course.
Expensive.
You can fight it out later. You can fight it out later.
I might have had it once.
Well, let's say, Chris, that the Xbox, the new Xbox, comes out at let's say $299. That's what everyone hopes the target is. They'll probably be losing. They got to be losing $100, let's say, per machine.
At least.
And is being first? Are they going to recoup sooner?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't even think that's their target. I mean, I really think that they just want to be the powerhouse. I think they
that's
want
right.
To
they want the largest market share. They want to say that, hey, we've sold more than anyone else.
And I think
because that's what counts.
I think they're probably going to do that. I think that people don't have $600 to spend, most people, on two consoles, and they're going to be excited about the 360. They're going to see it in action, and they're going to want it.
Also, when the first Xbox came out, they were like, low man on the totem pole at that point too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think it makes sense for them to finally get out before everyone else because I think it would be really bad if they were the ones coming out third this time.
Yeah. Well, it's benefiting them to be first this time because the tail end of the Xbox One, the first Xbox's life scale, has been pretty powerful. They've been able to release games that still look better than PC counterparts that you know are allowing for network play and all of these sort of next generation technologies that nobody else really did very well, and it's just a more venerable machine in the long run, and so I can see how that strength in the end of this last generation will help them in the beginning of the next. I just worry that in 4 years they'll be having a hard time, or a harder time.
Sorry,
they also...
I got a question. I got a question for all you console owners.
Okay.
So which one of you guys are the ones that have, like, all the consoles? That's, like, two of you guys, right?
Me.
I don't have all of them anymore. I've had them.
Yeah, Chris
has
had...
I don't have an Xbox.
Chris has pretty much had everything since the beginning of time, and I have pretty much, too. I tend to sell them when the generations are done. He tends to sell them when it's smarter. He sells them at good times.
Right.
he does.
Yeah,
he makes more money.
At the same time, I've had two Xboxes at different times, and I had two GameCubes, and I had two Sega Dreamcasts because I sell them, and then I realize I still want them.
So. Aren't you supposed to be the smart one? Come on, man! You're so disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, you are so not the smart one anymore.
Well, also the thing that I think that I do agree that Microsoft did well with the Xbox is they proved the viability of online console machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Xbox Live, I mean, I really don't think... I think there's two factors that probably would have made the first Xbox go bye-bye, and there would never be an Xbox 360. If there never was an Xbox Live, and it didn't do as well as it has, and there never was a Halo game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I think that, they've carved out...
Do you guys remember I actually had a question, remember that?
You did?
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, you're coming out of nowhere.
For you guys that have like all the consoles, especially you, Scott.
Okay.
You got like all three consoles. You got them sitting there in your house.
Yeah.
Do you actually play them all?
Yeah. Well, not the PS2. It's dead. But here in California, where we Utah. No, we play them all the time. In fact, we just picked up Dance Dance Revolution Ultra Mix for the Xbox. So I got it for as much me as I did the kids. We all kind of have a good time with it, and it's a good, great way to keep in shape and fun game and all that. I've been playing. I'm still trying to beat Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. I'm still trying to figure out a way to beat that Unreal Championship 2 game I picked up for it. I still play the sports games like crazy. I still love NHL 2K5. It's probably my favorite sports game ever. So yeah, I play.
Okay, so here's where the question goes deeper. Okay, now you're there at your house with all your riches and stuff,
in your castle,
my riches and
yeah,
stuff.
You're there with all your luxury and your three consoles, and so you sit down and you basically got all these options to play.
Yeah.
Doesn't it ever generate conflict? Like, okay, no, today I want to play this one. Oh man, but you know I'd like to play that one. Oh, what about this one? I mean, doesn't it ever become a hard choice for you to decide which one to play?
Yeah. Scott's got seven televisions.
I wish in all my luxury, as he puts it. It is hard sometimes to choose what I'm going to play. Most of the time, my game buying decisions are based on what's the funnest thing to do with people. Not always, but sometimes. Like Splinter Cell is a total single-player game, but all the sports games are very much multiplayer-focused, and that's what I'm really interested in when I buy those. So what I play is usually based upon what everyone's in the mood for when we have people over. I've got a friend hanging out, or what my kids want to play with me, or whatever. On the GameCube, we go almost all multiplayer titles on there. We're really into the Mario Parties and the Super Smash Brothers Melee and the kind of games, Mario Golf, Mario Tennis, pretty much all the Mario games now that I think about it. But they're just a blast to play with other people. And for me, consoles, as limited as they have been on online play, they've always been about great sit on your butt in your living room and have a great time with your friends sort of gameplay.
Yeah. And so one of the ones that I used to have when I first had a GameCube that we played all the time, a group of us, was the Godzilla game.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good game. What was that called?
Oh, Godzilla something Monster Melee
Destroy
or whatever.
All Monsters.
Yeah, Destroy All Monsters.
That was actually pretty fun, yeah. It was kind of a bit of a Super Smash Brothers ripoff, but it was done well. I liked it. That was a pretty good time. Well, there's obviously a lot more to talk about with next generation consoles, and boy, as much as I'd like to do it, we're running out of time. So we may have a future show where we talk a lot more about that, because I think we have some real gaming experts here that could talk a little bit more about what we can expect from the next generation. You know, I want to talk a lot more about what Sony's going to do. They're no power to be trifled with. And so, you know, what they're going to do is going to be interesting. Nintendo has always sort of got a nice little spot in my heart. So what they do with the Revolution will weigh heavily with my decision. What will probably happen is I'll end up owning all three anyway, in my luxury, in my state of luxury that I live in.
I guarantee that PS3 is not going to be $500 like everyone thinks.
Yeah, that's crap.
It's going to be $350.
I'm saying they're full of crap. You're not. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think even Sony is going to say it's going to be more expensive, just like they did with the PSP.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I agree. They can't.
Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants. why is that? What purpose does that serve?
What?
You know, I
saying
don't
that
really
it's going to be more expensive.
But no, he's saying exactly it won't be.
I'm saying it's. Well, I think he's saying what purpose would it serve Sony? I don't know. But that's what they did with the PSP, and even they gave prices to their retailers. That thing was going to be $350 when it shipped, and it wasn't. It was $250.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And so they're saying that this PS3 is going to be so expensive, and it's got all this expensive componentry in it. I don't think they're going to sell a console for more than $350. I don't think anyone's going to buy it.
Yeah, they're also saying they're not going to have.
Is componentry actually a word?
Yes.
No.
I say yes. It's our own word. We made it up today. But they're talking about not having a hard drive pack in and all these other things. I call BS. I think Sony plays a lot of games early on with a lot of press. And that Ken Tekergarugi, what's his name? The president of Sony of America. I don't know his name.
I don't know.
But he's always standing up making up some crap. And so,
exactly.
Yeah, he does.
A lot of it's off the cuff.
Yeah, he's
you know who else is always making up some crap?
Me. Woo. And on that stinky note, I think we'll carry it out of here. Thank you, guys. The panel. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're welcome, Scott. Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. Well, we'll fade to black. And listen, you've been listening to the Extra Life Radio podcast. Thanks for joining us. I know today's show is a little discombobulated. I blame only myself because I don't know what I'm talking about. And until I start feeling a little bit better, this is just kind of the me you're going to get. But as usual, you can go to myextralife.com, check out the comic 3 times a week. That's really where it all starts, and the news blog, and the message boards, and the archives of this fine radio program, if you haven't heard them already. We'll be back with you next Tuesday with a brand new group show. Don't know what the topic is yet, but we're going to take a lot of your great suggestions and come up with something that'll be fun. And who knows, we may squeeze in a mini cast here or there. But I think that's it from us here at Extra Life. We'll look forward to seeing you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Extra Life podcast. If you'd like to participate, call the Beef Line, 206-350-BEEF, or send us an email, radio@myextralife.com.